Graham on Comey indictment, long time overdue to hold somebody accountable for Crossfire Hurricane. By Jeff Poor on September 28, 2025. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, reacted to former FBI Director James Comey's two-count indictment handed down earlier in the week. The South Carolina Republican called it long time overdue. Give us your reaction to the indictment of Jim Comey, host Maria Bartiromo said. Well, I think it's a long time overdue to hold somebody accountable for Crossfire Hurricane. The most corrupt investigation in the history of the country, not just the FBI, Graham replied. And this is the tip of the iceberg. Now, he's presumed innocent until proven otherwise. If I'm the Department of Justice, I better get my best lawyers on the field. Because Patrick Fitzgerald, Comey's lawyer, is a great lawyer. But the idea he leaked classified information to create a narrative politically, I think that's a strong case. But there's so much else. For 10 years, I have been talking to you about this. Crossfire Hurricane was opened up in July 2016 along the premise that Donald Trump was an agent of Russia. That he had a golden shower experience in Russia. He was corrupt in terms of his dealings with Russia. That he was working with Russia to undermine the 2016 presidential election. That was in July of 2016. They wound up getting 5 warrants against Carter Page, an American citizen who was allegedly involved in this plot. Well, in August of 2016, less than a month of opening up the investigation, Comey was in a meeting with Obama and Brennan and others. The vice president, Biden, where there was intelligence presented that it was designed by Hillary Clinton, the narrative, he continued. Her campaign was starting the narrative that Trump was associated with Russia to get away from the fallout of the email server scandal. And September 7, a couple of months later, in 2016, Comey received a memo from the intelligence community, an investigative lead, suggesting that it was Hillary Clinton's campaign that signed off on the plan to link Trump to Russia to avoid her problems. Now, the question is, did they ever take that allegation seriously? He told me that doesn't ring a bell when I asked him in 2020. Graham added, can you imagine the Republican candidate for president that you have got a memo from the CIA saying it may be his opponent who's starting this line of inquiry, and the FBI did nothing about it? So, Patel's going to tell me of whether or not they opened up an investigation. So every time there was some exculpatory information, the court never heard about it. It was swept under the rug. So, by January of 2017, the man who provided the information to steal for the dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton, used to get warrants against Carter Page, said to two FBI agents in January of 2017, "This is all bar talk, hearsay. It was never meant to be used in court." And they still went after Carter Page with the warrant 2 more times. And, finally, every person who signed the Carter Page warrant said, "If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have signed it." That is stunning. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.